and the back. Took another hit in the process as well. But so we were at the GameCube. So the controller pissed me off. First of all, I didn't like the fact that the fucking console wasn't that... What do you call that? Not even cobalt. I don't know, the crimson colors, what they are now. It was like purple. And I'm like, I'm not buying like a purple bluish console. It's like, what is this shit? And then I saw the controller, and that's where I lost my shit. Now, mind you, I was already pissed at the time at Nintendo. I never got into the handhelds at all. The only handhelds I ever owned were my Tiger Electronic games, which I checked my YFrog. All the pictures are on there. I did upload pictures of them. I should write something about it on RetroFungin, huh? Maybe I will. But I didn't get into any of the handhelds. So Game Boy, Game Boy Advance, Game Boy Color, Pocket Game Boy Color, all that stuff, I completely missed. And again, this we'll get into that later when I actually bought my first handheld. I was still pissed at Nintendo because you know what? The N64 had no games for me. That's why to this day, I actually own less than 10 games for the N64. Sorry, I own 4, 6... Actually, sorry, I own 12 N64 games. Some which I got for dirt cheap just because, or some games which I actually liked, which mostly the only games I liked on the 64 were the wrestling games and the driving games, and that was it. But it wasn't enough for me to buy one. I didn't want one. I really didn't want one. But my friend always got them, the same one that I bought my Dreamcast from. He bought all the consoles, so I always went to his house and played them. When he had them, and I was like, I'm not going to complain. A beggars can't be choosers is something that I've always lived by. So, anyways. But, yeah, one, the systems were too expensive, and two, I really didn't want them. I didn't see the value. Like, we're at $120 N64 games at this point. Whereas CD games are going down in price. So, anyways. At this point, I'm like, fuck this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to keep playing my SNES. And I do. And at that point, I borrowed my friend's N64 at that point for a while. I borrowed it for a long time. A good 4 or 5 months I borrowed it for the entire summer. And I rented games for it and shit like that, but not too many. And those are the games that I own now, which is like WCW, NWO Revenge, Doom 64, Cruisin' the World, Cruisin' USA, Cruisin' Exotica. I have all three of those because I love the cruising games. California Speed, that was another one I absolutely loved. GoldenEye, ECW, yes, I did like ECW. Killer Instinct Gold, that's probably the most expensive N64 game I own. And the other ones I just got because Pokemon Stadium, because, well, I like Pokemon. Classic Pokemon, at least. Turok 2, and, actually, I just listed you all the games. So that's all I got for that console. And I have no interest in getting anything else. I was thinking of getting Rampage and Rampage 2. But you know what? Those are really repetitive games. And for what they... Unless I see them for $5 a piece somewhere, I don't want them. So that would have to be like an on-the-fly, you know, sale, whatever. Anyways, so... I borrowed my friend's N64 for a while, and I played that. I thought it was okay. I was starting to get used to the analog thing, but I had a lot of trouble getting... Like, the FPS games, like Doom and all that, they played great on that console. But, like, the games that I wanted were Street Fighter games. I wanted brawlers. And there were no brawlers. Until 2003 or 2004. No, 2004. It would have to be 2004-2005. So I skipped all that. Then in 2002, I finally buy my first handheld, and I bought, which I still own, is my neon green Game Boy Pocket Color, and I got Pokemon Yellow with it, boxed, and which, again, I still own, and it's the first Game Boy game I owned, and the first Game Boy I ever owned, and I loved it. I loved Pokemon. That was the first time I ever got to play through a Pokemon game, because Yellow was the only one I wanted to play. And at that time, Game Boy Colors were so cheap. I mean, they by then, they ironed out all the technology at that point. They completely ironed out the fact that, you know, oh, you don't need four batteries anymore. You just need two, and they last a long fucking time. At that point, they got the size down, the easeability. They just got it down. The console was great at that point. Like, and I'm like, okay, you know what? The way it is right now, I'll buy it. And I bought it for like $40. Not even. I paid $30 for it. $30 in the early 2000s. I paid for it. Yeah, $30. It was $30. So, and then Pokemon Yellow was like another $6. I'm like, fuck, put that in there with it. So I spent a total of $36 for this thing. And I was a happy camper. I popped in two batteries and I played Pokemon for hours. I mean, still, the screen wasn't backlit or anything like the Game Boy Light. But that was the first handheld I owned. And I played the shit out of Pokemon until I finished it. Without codes. And that's probably the only Pokemon I've ever finished without codes. Probably. I mean, I played emulators and stuff also at the time. Keep this in mind. I got into the ROMs very, 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 very early. I was already into the ROMs by 1998. With my very first computer that I had that was powerful enough was at a Pentium 100 I had in 1999 or 1998. And I was already into ROMs. I was already into ROMs on my 386. I was playing Game Boy ROMs on my 386. You couldn't play SNES ROMs too well. You could play NES ROMs, and I don't remember if I played any NES ROMs, but I played Game Boy ROMs mainly. But yeah, so after that, I play the shit out of that game, I finish it, and then it stays idle for a long time. Still is idle to this day. So that was it. Then I finally decided, while I started working in the corporate world, I'm like, okay, you know what? I want to buy a game console. At the time, the PlayStation Slim was about to come out. Street Fighter Anniversary Edition was about to come out. That was the 20th anniversary. Now we're at the 25th anniversary. No. What the fuck was that time? Yeah, it was like the 20th anniversary of Street Fighter. Was it 15? I don't remember if it was 15. It must have been the 15 one. But anyways, that was coming out. And I really, really wanted to play that one. Because I really wanted to play a new age Street Fighter. Like, my friend had a PS2, but I liked it because the controller was the same as the PlayStation 1. In the midst of all of this, I also bought other consoles at garage sales. I bought a PS1 at a garage sale. And then I started playing Chrono Trigger on that. Also in 2004. Yeah, it was then that I started having the itch to buy newer consoles. It was after I bought my PlayStation at a garage sale. I bought a PlayStation 1 first generation, complete first generation, for $20. I paid $20 for it with Gran Turismo and one controller. I was a happy fucking camper. And all the cables. I was like, oh wow, this is wicked. I also bought a Saturn amongst all that also. But I bought that for collective purposes only. I never intended to play it. But yes, I think I am going to make a video about one of my consoles today and upload it to Retrofungin or have it ready for Retrofungin Monday because I want to program my Retrofungin. Anyways, I'm getting out of fucking context here. So I finally say, okay, I want to buy the PlayStation 2 Slim because the PlayStation 2 Slim was coming out just after the release of Street Fighter Anniversary Edition, which I also still own. It's on my shelf. I'm looking at it right now, actually. And that was the first time I had bought a console, like, brand new, off the shelf, since 1990. Well, that was the first time I owned a console brand new off the shelf, since 1992. So that was, like, 13 years, before that. Let me just make sure of that I'm saying the date right, because I don't want to be wrong here. There it is. Got a nice white label, it sticks out. Yeah, 15th anniversary it was at the time. And this was in 2004. So this was in 2004. I wanted this game and I wanted it with the PlayStation 2 Slim. And I will go ahead and buy the Slim, brand new, And it was like $150 at the time. That was the other thing. I factored in a couple of things at the time. I'm like, A, I am making my own money at this point. I have some excess cash to spend. I've been playing the PlayStation 1. I hear the PlayStation 2 Slim is still PS1 compatible. So it's like, look, it's backwards compatible. You can still play your PlayStation 1 games on it. The memory cards were the same too. And I'm like, this is great. And it's slimmed down. It's not fat anymore. They figured out the power. They figured everything out. In other words, on that thing. So I was like, why not? Let's buy the Slim. So I skipped 1, 2. I skipped 2.5 generations of gaming. And I'm getting somewhere with this whole point. Don't worry about it. I skipped 2.5 generations and finally got the PlayStation 2. And I started buying PlayStation 2 games because I'm like, oh my god, they got all these fighting games. And on top of that, they're starting to sell anthologies. This was when they started, when the Xbox and PS2 were starting to have anthologies. By the way, I tried the Xbox. I looked at that fucking controller. I didn't even pick it up. I'm like, I am not playing that. What is that? Is that a fucking steering wheel? What is that? I thought the first generation Xbox controller was the biggest piece of shit I'd ever seen. And it's still the biggest piece of shit I've ever seen. I hate the original Xbox. See, I'm not a fucking fanboy. I'm not. The Xbox was a shitty console. I hated it. Yes, it was capable of doing all this shit and being a DVD player and all that stuff. But come on. It was nothing extraordinary. I hated it. I hated everything about it. Even when the smaller controllers came out, I still hated it. And again, my friend owned it and I played it. And that's how I came to that conclusion. But I didn't like it. I still don't like it to this day. So I started playing the PlayStation 2. And I play the shit out of this thing. I totally play the shit out of it. I get into Yakuza. That was something else. Yakuza was a really big change for me in gaming. I never played games like this ever before with in-depth story. I never played a game where it's like an RPG, and Yakuza is kind of like an RPG. You level up and all this other stuff. You gather experience and all this fun shit. And I also was PC gaming a lot at the time. And those were my PC gaming years. Like 1999 to, I would say, 2004. Those were my PC gaming years. That's when I was playing FPSs. I was playing Medal of Honor. I was playing all those games. I know I'm getting a little bit messed up with the dates here. Sorry about that. But Yakuza was a different change for me. I finished Yakuza. Yakuza took me over a month and a half to finish. I played it every day I could. Fuck. I stayed up late despite the fact I had to get up for work the next day in the morning. I still played it. I loved it that much. And eventually, Jazz, maybe I'll get her in an audio boo too to talk about Yakuza. And she got into it as well. She has my copy of Yakuza, actually. As well as my PlayStation 2 for back then. But yeah, so give a couple of months after owning the PlayStation 2, my friend gets the glorious idea for us to get our fucking devices modded. Because at this point, we had broadband internet. You had people who had broadband internet who would burn games. And it was not hard to get a copy game in Toronto at the time. I regret this to this day. And I've never done it since. And that's why I'm not a fan of mod chips to this day. Is so the guy puts in a Slim mod chip into my console, and he's like, supposedly accredited. It still is. The guy still is apparently accredited in Toronto for installing mod chips. I'm not sure what he was doing with my mod chips, but he fucks my console up. I gotta bring it back. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this thing? And my friend got his modded as well, but he had a fat and I had a slim, and it was like, what the fuck, man? Like, both our consoles didn't work. So we had to go back to the guy. The guy fixed it. I don't know what happened between him giving it to the guy at the flea market. I really don't know what the fuck happened. And I don't want to know what happened. But anyways, I get a mod chip. Okay, so the mod chip works for a while. Exactly after the warranty period. So he gives you 30 days on it. Sorry, 60 days. He gives you 60 days warranty on the chip. So for 2 months, after 60 days, the fucking thing dies on me. The chip dies. But what happened is if you're playing a game, it would heat up. And then it would stop playing copy games. And I'm like, fuck. With that, I lost my fucking DVD playback ability. As well as I lost my the ability to play copy games as well. And also, for some reason, it didn't like my PlayStation 1 controller anymore also. Which used to work as a second player controller. I was like, what the fuck? I never had to buy a second PS2 controller because the PS1 worked. And again, that's why I love this console, and I still do. Completely backwards compatible. I love it. But, of course, the internet started going around, and I actually did connect my PS2 to the internet to get GameShark codes. But that's about it. That's the only thing I use the internet for. I tried it. It worked. That was my first experience with online gaming. And after that, I stuck with it for a while until everybody started playing Xbox in 2007. Everyone of my friends was playing Xbox and telling me about Halo 3 and all this shit. And I'm like, what the fuck are you guys talking about? It was around the time Halo 3 came out. The big thing was in a buy-sell, they were flooded. You could buy a brand new Xbox 360 off of any buy and sell for 360. That was the gag in Toronto. It's like buy a 360 for 360. The regular price was $400 plus tax. So I'm like, okay. So my friend got one like that. And he goes, yo, man, you should do it too. I got peer pressure into buying the Xbox 360. And after I got it, I'm like, oh, fuck, I get it. Okay. Mine came with Call of Duty 2. It was very pretty, but I didn't like the FPS. At that moment, I really did realize playing FPS games with a control pad sucks. And I realized that in the PlayStation 2 as well. So I buy the Street Fighter Special 15th Anniversary Gamepad, which I'm looking at right now as it sits above my Nintendo sign. I buy this thing. And, well, I didn't like it. And at that point, I started to realize, you know what, I think Capcom's ripping me off. I was into the comics and everything at the time about Street Fighter during that time. I was into Udon. I have drawings by the guys from Udon. I have real artwork by them, signed. And I have artwork made by them for me that I commissioned them to do. So I gotta really frame those things, really. I gotta take down one of these GTA posters and maybe put those in there instead. Because I really would rather have them on display than anything else. But anyways, so I get into Xbox. And at the time, you could get Xbox Live Gold from the store in Toronto for $30. Like, they were from the first Xbox, but the codes worked on the 360 in Canada only. And so I got one of those. I didn't get into online gaming. I immediately realized I was talking to a bunch of dumbass kids. I remember I was playing a game of Halo 3 online. Was it Halo 3? What else was I playing online? I don't remember. It was in GTA 4. It wasn't GTA 4. It was some other game at the time. I was playing that online. And this kid keeps calling me a faggot. And I finally, like, I could tell he was like 12, 13 years old tops. I don't know, maybe 10. I didn't give a shit. I got so pissed. I actually got my mic out of my shelf, inserted it, and actually told him, hey, how dare you speak to your father like that? And the kid went quiet, and I told him, you know what? Your mother should have had you aborted, is what I told him. And I told her to abort you, and she didn't do it. That's why I'm not around anymore. And the kid gets out of the fucking chat. I know that was really horrible of me to do, but that was my very first experience with these people. And I completely snapped. I'm like, for one, I'm a little bit old school in this sense. Respect your fucking elders, okay, kid? Respect your fucking elders. At that time, I was like 27. And I'm like, listen to me. I'm a fucking adult. Don't talk to me like that. Okay, kid? And if you are going to talk to me like that, I am going to let you have... You're going to talk to me like a fucking adult? I'm going to fuck... I'll talk back to you on your level. And ever since then, I swore off playing online. What happened after that? I got a PS... Did I get the PS3 first or the thing? No.